Take your holy book, Luke chapter number 11. Luke chapter number 11, verse number 21. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a strong man, then he shall come upon him and overcome him. He taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusteth and divideth his spoils. And he that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought. This question, I guess you would say, which side are you on? Which side are you on? As we look in this here, we see that a strong man keepeth his palace and he keeps it in peace. Amen? It takes strength to hold on to things. It takes strength and power to prevail, doesn't it? Amen? Weakness doesn't usually win. Now, I'll just be honest with you. And he said, and when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor, wherein he trusteth and divideth his spoil. So when that one that's stronger than him comes along, he's able to take away from even that that he counted on and trusted in to keep him safe and keep him secure. But I like what he says in verse number 23. He said that he that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. Amen? So we had to question ourselves, we've got to ask ourselves, which side are you on? Which side are you on? Biblical history shows us some things here that we know from the Lord. There's two sides, praise God, of life. There's a way of life, amen, and there's a way of death. And we have to choose which side we want. That's literally all that we have. That's the only two options that we have. Amen. The way of life is eternal life in God's presence. Amen. I'm going to be with Him forever. I don't know about you. I hope you are. I hope everybody in this place tonight is one day going to be with the Lord forever. We're going to everyone be in His presence, be with Him where He is. Amen. That's our perspective. That's what we're looking forward to. That is our blessed hope in Christ Jesus our Savior. And the way of death, it's eternal separation from God. Can you imagine what it'd be like to be eternally separated from God? Because when you're eternally separated from God, your internal is separate from everything that belongs to God. All the acquaintance that you knew that loved the Lord, all the things you knew that God blessed and helped and encourages in, everything about God and godliness is going to be gone. So there's two ways of life, two sides of life, a way of life and a way of death. I think I'm going to choose the way of life, ain't you? Amen. In salvation, praise God, it's a gift of God. It's through the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible teaches that is the way of life. That's the way of life. That's the direction that we have to choose. That's the direction that we have to go. Amen? It's so simple. The Bible says that a little child can do it. And if a little child can do it, we ought to be able to do it too. But you know what's sad? Sometimes in order to receive Lord Jesus Christ, you have to have a childlike faith just to believe Him because He said it. Amen? Now, you're like me. And I know what you're saying. You're saying, well, Pastor, sometimes there's just things I don't understand. As a little kid, there's a whole lot of things that you don't understand. Amen? Let me just give you a piece of information. As an adult, 61-year-old man, there's a lot of things I still don't understand. Amen? But I believe what God says, and I take Him at His word. Amen? So I'm going to choose the way of life, and the way of life is Christ. I'm going to believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? It is the way of salvation. Amen? But God tells us, and He tells us in Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, He tells us that we are now at peace with God. Amen? Because we've been born again. In Romans chapter 5, verse number 1, Romans 5, verse 1, He said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? He said we've been justified just as if we had never sinned, been justified by faith, so we have peace with God. Praise God. We've brought and bought and brought into His presence. We have peace to God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's how we have it. Amen? If you don't have peace with God, it's because you don't have Jesus. If you got Jesus, praise God, you got peace with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. You now have that peace in Christ Jesus. He said, by whom also we have access by faith into His grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. So how do we have this peace? Praise God, we have it because we have access by faith, praise God, into His grace, that unmerited favor of God. You realize, praise God, that you've won the favor of God when you put your faith in Him. For by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourself. It is a gift of God. And when we receive that and believe that and trust in that, praise God, we become partakers in it with Christ Jesus, by whom we have access. Amen. We have access. That's how we approach unto God. It's how we come into His presence. And we come by faith into this favor, this grace of God. And He says that is where we stand today. Amen. You know what's wrong with a lot of Christians? That we don't take a stand. We're too wishy-washy. We flip-flop a lot. We say that we believe God, but when difficult times come, we kind of vary from our faith. Our faith ought to be consistent. Our faith ought to be a stand that we take when we put our trust in Him, that unwavering stand. And then we can rejoice. I mean, I'm talking about getting to a point that we can praise God, that we can give Him glory for what He's doing in our life, for that presence that He has with me and you. Amen? That presence is like a present that's new and dear every day. Praise the Lord. And it's a hope of the glory of God. Now, that glory of God, praise God, is that presentation that we're going to be part of one day in a little while. Amen. When Jesus, Christ Himself presents us without spot or blemish, without any tarnish, unto Himself for His glory. Praise God. And it's a continuous thing that happens. That there's a continuous growth that we have that brings us into that. And not that we wouldn't grow discouraged along the way. Flip on over from Romans 5 to Romans 15. Romans 15 and verse 13. He said, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. You want to be filled up to running over, praise God. You just get to believing on Lord Jesus Christ. You get to bragging on Him and magnifying Him, lifting up, praising Him for what He's done in your life. Get to realizing that He is God, and besides Him, there's no other. That there's nothing in your life, praise God, that's as good as what Jesus is down in your soul. Amen? He has a way of getting your attention, letting you know how much He loves you and He cares for you. And you get to realize how much He loves you and care for how much He's taking care of you, and you get excited about it. We ought to be excited about what God has done for us. He said, now the God of all hope, the God of hope, fill you with all joy and peace in believing. He didn't say this is a thing that's going to happen in the future. He said this is what God's going to do for you right now. That's why we need to choose a side. Because right now God wants to fill you with all joy and peace. That's the joy and peace that comes from God. That's pretty big. That's a pretty big venue, praise God. If I was setting up a feast, I'd want that to be a part of it. Amen. All that joy and peace that comes from Lord, praise God. Well, wouldn't that make a good marriage? Amen. If I was setting the venue up for it, praise God, this is what I'd do. I'd say, Lord, praise God, I'm gonna just go ahead and supply it. Just fill us up, praise God, till we can't get enough of that joy and peace. Amen. In believing, when we become believers, it's that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So he said that feeling that we have, that filling up of the Lord Jesus Christ, the power that He gives us, he said it's the power of depending on Christ Jesus. He said it's just explosive power that explodes down inside of you, praise God. It blows the devil out of you. Amen. All of a sudden, there's an excitement that takes the place of where the old devil and the mully grubs used to be. And he begins to draw you. And he begins to encourage you. And he begins to love on you so many different ways. You have to like one of them. Amen. You get excited down in your soul, praise God, because God is God. And Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior. You want to experience that. You just get to bring it up, bragging on the Lord. And we get that, praise God, through the death of the cross. His death on the cross, praise God. It gives us that. That power comes to us. And it's the power of the Holy Ghost. That word power is dynamos. Amen? In the Greek. Which means dynamite. That's where we get the word dynamite. Explosive power. Amen? It's that kind that'll blow the devil plumb out of you. When you get to believing in faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. There ain't no place left for the devil. Amen. It blows all that mess out of you. Gives you a place of encouragement. Gives you a place that's filled. Praise God, that can be filled with hope, a joy, and peace in believing. Trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's why we need to decide whose side that we're on. You need to choose side. And it's a free choice. It's your choice. God's a gentleman. He won't force you to be on His side. But He's over our choosing teams. And He said, ooh, me, pick me, pick me. Amen? You say, preacher, how does He do that? Through the volume of the book. Amen? But by through the bottom of the book, Jesus is saying, hey, choose me, pick me, get on my team. Amen. I guarantee you victory. You're going to be a winner if you pick me. Why would we pick anybody else when we can go with Jesus? Amen. He makes that difference in our lives. But we have to choose. Choose you this day whom you serve, right? Amen. Look over at Joshua chapter 24. Joshua chapter 24. Old Schofield, page 285. Joshua chapter 24. I'll give you just a second to get there. I want you to see this. Joshua chapter 24, verse number 14. Amen. He says that Joshua says, now you go through these things and you've got this, you see this stuff, the lands that you, the buildings you didn't build, the homes you didn't build, the vineyards that you didn't grow, all these things that we have that God has brought us into. And he says this in Joshua chapter 24, verse 14. He said, now therefore fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood in Jezreel and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. Amen? He makes a statement here because God has been so good. Amen? Joshua was getting ready to go out of here. This is one of his last messages that he would tell the people. He knows his time's running out. He said, you need to decide whose side you're on. We need to realize how good God's been to us. We need to realize what God's done for us. We need to realize where God brought us from. And we need to realize the promise that we have of where we're going and how we're going to accomplish that. He said, we need to decide to serve the Lord. And he said, if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, verse 15, Choose ye this day, whom ye will serve. Whether the gods of your fathers served that were on the other side, for the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So Joshua tells him, said, hey, listen, he said, you've got to make a choice yourself. He said, I can't make it for you, but it's time to make a choice. It's time to decide whether you're going to serve the gods of the world, whether on this side of flood, that side of flood, this side of Egypt or that side of Egypt. He said, you're going to have to decide for yourself what God you're going to serve. Now, people today, they'll say, especially young people say, well, I'm just not going to serve God. I'm just really not going to do nothing. That don't work that way. Do what? I said, it doesn't work that way. You're going to either serve God or you're going to serve the devil. Amen. Come on now, don't quit on me. You're going to either serve God or you're going to serve the devil. And he said, choose you this day who you're going to serve. They said, as for me and my house, he said, to the best of my ability, we will serve the Lord. What he did, he made a decision whose side he was going to be on. He said, me and my family, said, me and my kids are going to see me serving the Lord. Amen? He said, well, you mean that his kids are going to see him going to church? I didn't say his kids are going to see him so in church. I said, he said, I'm going to serve the Lord. He said, I'm going to do something for God. Amen. My life is going to be a work for Jesus, for a work for God the Father. Amen. I'm going to be an example to my family. That's what's missing in the world today. That's why there's so many families that's messed up. Look what he said in verse 16. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord, capital L-O-R-D, God Jehovah, to serve other little g-gods. Amen? He said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord God, the God of heaven, for these other little gods. See, there was a time that we might have to make a determination. What's important to our life? And when Joshua said, hey, as far as for me and my house, we're going to serve God. We're going to serve the Lord. Amen. And other people said, hey, you know what, John? If you're going to, we'll go with you. Amen. I just wonder how many people are watching to see whether we're going to be sincere in serving the Lord so they can get in there and go with us. They're just waiting to see if we're really sincere in what we believe. Amen. Verse number 17. He said, for the Lord our God, He it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way throughout wherein we went and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drave out from before us all the people, even the Amorites which dwelt in the land. Therefore, we also serve the Lord. Therefore, will we also serve the Lord, for He is our God. Now, they made a definitive statement. Amen? Said, you say that we serve these other gods and we've done things that was contrary to God, but say, you know what? We're going to take a stand here. We're going to just set it down here and take a side. We're going to choose a side today. And we're just going to go with God. You know, there's a lot of people around us today looking for that in me and you. For He is our God. Amen? They made a definitive statement. They made a definitive decision that they were going to go with God. You say, well, preacher, I'm going to go with God. I made a decision. I got saved. I'm not saying that you got saved. I'm saying that we made a definitive decision that praise God to pick a side and say we're going to stay on that side. We're going to go with God. We're going to press on for Him, praise God, till we can't press on no more. Amen. We're living in the last days of dispensation of grace, praise God, right before this thing ends. Amen. You see this thing coming together. You see these world wars that's fixing to take place. We see this thing escalating all over. The stuff that's happening in the Middle East, it's building in a big way. Amen. Turkey is very indecisive. Amen. It's standing as part of the UN. It's standing against the nation of Israel. Amen. And it's a beckoning to the bear of the north, praise God, to come down through Turkey and go into Israel and begin to do business. We're beginning to see this thing, and we need to know, praise God, God needs to know whose side we're on as it begins to happen. You say, well, preacher, we're so far removed from it, it don't really matter. It does matter. It matters to me and you. It matters to God Almighty whose side we're on. He said, I'll bless those that'll bless Israel, and I'll curse those that'll curse Israel. We better stand with God's people. Amen. Praise God. And why would we do that? Because the Jesus side is victorious side. Amen. We sing it. There's victory in Jesus. Amen. There's victory in Jesus. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57, he said, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He said it's definitive. We have victory in Jesus. Amen. You have victory, I have victory. The only victory, the only way we have victory, Luke, is in Jesus. Outside of Jesus, there's no victory. If there's no victory, what does that mean? It means that we're losers. However you do that. Amen. We're losers. We lose. Amen. Outside of Jesus Christ, we lose. But when we choose the Lord, then we're winners. He said, thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, it's a gift. Victory is a gift. It's a given. That when we choose Jesus, we choose His side, that we're winners. Praise the Lord. We're winners. No matter what the devil throws at us, no matter the adversity that we face, we're a winner. Amen. Praise God. Paul said this in Romans chapter 8, 31. He said, what will we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. He said, what shall we say to these things? He said, he's talking about before that. He's talking about if God calls us and God sanctifies us and God glorifies us, then who can say anything about that? He said, because it ain't man that done it, it's God that does that. Amen. God does the calling. God does the sanctifying. And God does the glorifying. And what Paul's telling the Romans there in Romans chapter 8 is if God's called you and God's sanctified you and God has glorified you. Now listen to this. Hath glorified you. That means you're, praise God, the part of you, the best part of you is already in heaven with Him. Amen. Amen. Praise God, He's done called you, He's sanctified you, praise God, set you apart for His glory, and you've been glorified together with Him in heaven. It don't get much better than that. Praise God. What do you mean? We done chose Him, He's chose us, and we're on the winning side. You're somebody going somewhere, praise God. You can take encouragement. You just tell people all around you. Hey, say, get on the glory train with me. We're going out of here. Amen. I'm on the glory. Hey, it breaks my heart if people think that you can be saved today and lost tomorrow. Amen. If God's called you and you've truly been born again, been sanctified, then you're also glorified with Him. Amen. Sanctified, called, sanctified, and glorified with Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. I don't get much better than that. Well, we have a blessed hope in Him, praise God. It's a done deal in Jesus Christ our Savior. He said, if God be for us, who can be against us? Who's bigger than God? I don't hear no names being called out. There's nobody bigger than God. There's nobody more powerful than God. Amen. We're winners in Jesus. Amen. The Lord told him in Deuteronomy chapter number 20 and verse number 4. He says this. He said, for the Lord your God is He that goeth with you. Amen. They was getting ready to go out. They was getting ready to go into the land, the promised land. And Moses tells them, say, the Lord God of heaven said He's going to go with you. That ought to encourage their hearts. Amen. Said He's going to go with you. Said you. Just, in other words, what you need to do is you just need to go with Him, because He's going to go with you. That's pretty simple, isn't it? If we just go with God, He's going to go with us. He said, for the Lord your God is He that goeth with you. Now watch this. To fight for you against your enemies. Look at these last three words. Well, what a blessing. To save you. Amen. In other words, God's going to go with you. He's going to fight against your enemies. Praise God. And you're going to be victorious because God in the end is going to save you. He's going to bring you through victorious for the glory of God. Amen. We're winners. Amen. We are winners. Those that choose the side, you got to choose the right side. Amen. Which side's that? It's the Jesus side. Jesus said back in Luke chapter 11, verse 22, 23, said, he that is not with me is against me. Are you with Jesus today? I mean, seriously with the Lord today? I'm not talking about just kind of maybe sort of could be, but are you with Jesus today? He that is not with me is against me. And he that gathereth not with me scattereth. Amen. So are you with him a gathering? Are you against him a scattering? I wouldn't want to be on that side. Amen. Which side are you on? What side are you on? I'm on Jesus' side, ain't you? I'm with him, and I'm trying to gather up as many as I can. Telling them all about how wonderful Jesus is. Amen. Praise God. Wonderful Jesus. You said, preacher, you just don't ever understand. I have a lot of really bad days. Amen. I understand that. A lot of people have a lot of really bad days. But glory, hallelujah. Just think about that one moment in time that we have a good time in the Lord. Amen. That's the time, praise God, that we got to recognize and praise God and realize, because one day it'll all be glory when we get to glory, when we get to heaven. All the sadness will be behind us, all the heartache, all the tears, all the crying, they'll be behind us forever, and we'll be with God in the presence of the Lord. Amen. It's the way of life. It's the way of life. It's eternal life in the presence of an almighty God in our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The alternative ain't good. The alternative is that eternal separation from God. Amen. Alienation from the one who loves us enough that he sent his only begotten Son to die for us, so that through him, you and I might be saved, and all of our loved ones, friends and acquaintances. But what side are you on? What side are they on? Amen. Need to woo them over to the Lord's side. Encourage them to get in before it's eternally too late. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. What side? Have you chosen a side yet? Have you picked a side? Amen? Are you a winner? Are you a loser? Amen? A winner is on Jesus' side. The loser is on the devil's side. The side of eternal damnation. Alienation from the Lord. Don't sound good to me. I think I'll choose the Jesus side. Eternal life in the presence of my Savior. Glory, hallelujah. In that land where the soul never dies, but it rejoices in that joy and peace that Joshua was telling about. God was telling about. God is manifesting to us the joy and peace of the Lord, which passes understanding. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad on that. I'm glad on that side. I'm on that side. Praise God. I'm looking over Jordan. And it's getting prettier every day. Amen. Praise the Lord. I can see. Hey, I was in 2016, I was over there. Me and Teresa went down there and I thought about it. We was down there.